Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host today for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to talk a little bit about our Early College High School located on the campus of Haywood Community College. My very special guest on the program is Lori Fox, and she just happens to be the new principal at Haywood Early College. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Mrs. Fox is someone that I have known a long time, way back when she was a student, and I've worked with her in the district for a while, but we've talked about, as we do the program here, for her just to share a little bit about her experiences and anything really that she wants to share with you about herself.
Well, I'm a native of Haywood County and graduated from Pisgah High School and then started my career over in Buncombe County at Inca Middle School as a PE teacher, and then came to Central Haywood High School and taught there for a few years before I went to Pisgah as an assistant principal for the last 5 years.
And she's had a really good career. And one of the things that we talked about when we prepared to record this podcast and radio program is, and as a listener, you may have heard me say this before if you're one of the people who regularly listen to the podcast, you don't become a principal by accident. It's really a culmination of really good experiences that people have. They have to have their own abilities, and you know, natural and developed, but they also have some really good experiences along the way that help prepare them. So could you talk about some of the things that you think maybe help prepare you to become a principal?
Sure. My high school experience has been very interesting in that I've been able to spend time at the alternative high school at Central Haywood, and that really shaped my philosophy as far as high school students are concerned and preparing them for the future. And then I got to come to a more traditional type high school at Pisgah and see that facet of high school life and what goes on in a regular high school, and now getting to go to the early college and seeing that side of high school is a true blessing to my career, that I'm getting to see every facet of high school life in Haywood County.
Talk a little bit about some of the successes you've seen along the way. And you're pretty modest, and you know, you're like me, you understand that when good things happen, it's you're just one cog on the
right.
wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been a lot of really good things happen in schools where you've been, and it's nice to see all that success.
Mm-hmm. Well, Central does a very, very good job of getting kids caught up with credits and getting them to graduation on time and preparing them for the future, whether that's going on to college or a career. That's a very, very special place with that population of students. And then Pisgah does a fantastic job. A B high school last year, ACT and Work Key scores are on the rise with their college and career readiness. And just a good all-around school for that community. Great athletic program, good in academics, number one ROTC program in the state. The band's doing wonderfully. I can't wait for my own children to be Pisgah Bears someday.
Yeah, and I'll put a plug in for a future podcast. We've seen the preliminary test scores for all of our schools, and they look good. But our high schools in particular, we'll be really happy to do that podcast. So watch for that one scrolling across the bottom of our webpage, because our high school scores have always been good, but they're very good scores for 1,000 student high schools at Tuscola and at Pisgah. So there's just a plug for a future program. I know Mrs. Fox, like we've all done, those of us who've been around a while in education and had good experiences like you in a variety of places, we do some things to sort of get ready for the new job.
Right.
So talk to us a little bit about transition activities that you've had to learn more about the early college and just to take a look at it as you're transitioning over there.
Well, I've met with Mr. Haney a couple of times, and we've discussed scheduling and the things that I need to take care of this summer. I've also met with Mr. Hansen, the lead teacher, and had a great conversation with him on expectations of the early college and his viewpoints of what's going on there. And I've also taken a campus tour and met the Haywood Community College folks. I'm looking forward to meeting the faculty and staff. I haven't gotten to meet many of them yet, but I'm going to send them a note in the mail this week, and I look forward to getting to know them as well.
Yeah, very, very excited. We were talking about, when we were preparing for the show, Knox Hardin. Some of you will know that name. Fabulous teacher, testing director, secondary supervisor. Knox Hardin and I worked with Dr. Mike Germano, who was at the college and then moved on to be the president of a four-year school a little later. We sat together with the help of some other folks and wrote the implementation grant. And it's just very exciting to see what it has become, especially after those early years. So, you know, as you, I know you're real, it's real early going in, and you've not even talked to everyone yet, but as you take some time to reflect on the early college, what are some things that you think you might look for in the early college that the school can focus on or the school can think about?
Well, in looking at data, which I like to do, I think we... Haywood Early College is performing very, very well. The numbers are unreal there, and they're fantastic. But I would like to focus on biology just a tad bit. Very high score, but our lowest score at that school. So I'd like to see what we can do to make that a little better. And then I would also like to focus on trying to grow Haywood Early College into a little bigger school. I think kids can take... advantage of this great opportunity, and maybe our population could grow a little larger right now.
Yeah, it is a great opportunity, and we don't want to pull students away from Pisgah or Tuscola, but if it's the right kid, what a great opportunity. You know, we had the Moorhead Kane Scholar last year from Haywood County, who was an early college student, and you know, the biology is certainly something you can look at. I know about a couple thousand schools in the state who would love to have that score.
Right.
But you always do. That's how you grow. Right. You know, you sort of look at your lowest thing, even if it's really, really high. And we met, just a little public information here, if you didn't catch it in the paper not too long ago, the College Board of Trustees invited the Haywood County Board to meet with them. It's been less than a year ago, probably in the last 6 or 7 months, to talk about the school and potential space availability and what that might cost and how we might go about that. We don't know how that's going to go, but those conversations are in place. So, and as always, I want to ask everyone to have a safe day and a great day.